إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, today inshallah in the tazkiya series we look at the issue of being focused on the evil of being focused on other people's faults, a tendency to criticize, and this is one of the biggest evils that we can find. And this is the root cause of the divisions in the Ummah. Rasulullah ﷺ in many, many hadith, where in one case Rasulullah ﷺ said that the one who covers the faults of his brother in this dunya, Allah will cover his faults in the akhirah. The key is to become the lihaf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to become the blanket of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to hide the faults of our brothers and sisters, not to make them visible. Rasulullah ﷺ in another hadith, he said, the one who forgives his brother, Allah will forgive him. And he said in another one, in another narration, he said, forgive your brother 70 times. 70 times. May Allah forgive us, because we don't even forgive each other one time. Forget about 70 times. We don't forgive each other one time and we remember whatever it was, whether it was real or whether it was imaginary. In some cases, it is imaginary because the person may have said something, but we imagine it to be something else. And we remember that 70 times. Instead of forgiving 70 times, we remember it 70 times. And this is the root cause. The being critical of each other is the root cause of all divisions. So the immediate question is, if somebody is doing wrong, what should I do? If someone is doing wrong, what should I do? What you should do is two things, or three things, seriously. First and foremost, ask yourself, is it something that, if he is doing wrong, is it something that really concerns you? Number one, if it really concerns you, then you do the next two things. One is you go and talk to that person directly. Don't talk to somebody else. Talk to that person directly. And tell him whatever he is doing. Explain to him why it is wrong. And third thing is, stand in the night in tahajjud and cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for hidayat for that person. Now you may say, well, you know, I don't care about him. Why should I stand in the night? Then if you don't care about him, then why do you criticize him? Why do you tell him anything? Let him go to hell. What's your problem? Right? So if you are really so concerned, and that's a measure of your concern. If you are really so concerned, stand in the night and cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you cannot do that, then it means that really you are not concerned. In which case, keep your mouth shut. That is better. Right? It's not necessary for you to be concerned about every human being on the face of the earth. So, don't do that. There's a famous incident, which, you know, it's a humorous incident. The man called Samuel Johnson, Dr. Samuel Johnson, who wrote the first English language dictionary. So Samuel Johnson, when he wrote his dictionary, he became quite popular and so on. So he used to be invited to various parties. And at one party, one of the noble ladies, a duchess, came to him and she said, oh, Mr. Johnson, but you have some naughty words in that dictionary. So Samuel Johnson turned around and he said, but madam, you were looking for them. So the key thing is that, like yesterday, I had an email, may Allah forgive our brothers, I had an email from a brother who sent me a fatwa from Darul Uloom Deoband about a particular matter. And he said, how can one study in an institution which can give a fatwa like this? What is your opinion? So I asked him, I said, are you planning to go and study in Darul Uloom Deoband? First question. If you are not planning to study there, why are you bothered? Number one. I said, number two, one fatwa does not make or break an institution. I said, number three, if you are serious about studying Deen, Darul Uloom Deoband is not the only institution in the whole world. Go find some other place which you like. And number four, why were you hunting for fatwa from Darul Uloom Deoband? And number six, before you found this fatwa which you did not like, how many other fatwa did you see which you liked? You must have said, because if you were hunting for all this, you would have read many fatwa, right? So obviously there were many others which you liked. Reason I am saying that with certainty is that if you did not like them also, you would not have sent me one fatwa, you would have sent me 75 fatwa. See the mizaj, see this tendency of our people. We go hunting and looking for faults, and the minute you find a fault, you publicize it to the whole world. Who am I? Am I the Nazim of Darul Uloom Deoband? Am I the Muhtamim of Darul Uloom Deoband? Am I the head of the Darul Ifta of Darul Uloom Deoband? Why are you telling me about the fatwa of Darul Uloom Deoband? You are so concerned, go to Deoband. Talk to the Mufti who gave that fatwa. Explain to the Mufti why you think this fatwa is wrong. Right? I mean, that is what you should do. Why are you telling me? Who the hell am I? I mean, am I Amirul Mu'mineen or something? But this is the tendency. Almost invariably in all my travels across the world, I'm always asked questions about what do I think about this person who is a da'i or something, some public personality. What do I think? What is your opinion about so and so? Or they will ask me, what is your opinion about this jamaat or that jamaat? Always. And my standard answer is, to everybody, my standard answer is, I haven't even come to an opinion about myself. So, once I decide what, who am I, what am I, then I will bother about Mr. So-and-so and so-and-so. That's not my concern, first of all, is myself. When I stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what will happen to me, that is my first concern, right? When I am free from this worry, then inshallah, I will give you an opinion about this one and that one and so on. This tendency, this tanqidi mizaj, this tendency to find fault, and not just to find fault, to go and dig for the fault, to go and look for the fault, and the minute you find this fault, to ensure that the whole world and his wife knows about this fault, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. This is the source of the divisions of the ummah. And what the people don't realize is that to have this fault, whatever that fault is, maybe it's wrong for that person to have this fault. Maybe somebody quoted a daif hadith, or maybe somebody recited an ayat of the Quran without the proper tajweed, or whatever it was. You know, Allah knows best. But to create divisions in the ummah is haram, haram, haram. It is a far bigger fault than any of these faults, whichever are being pointed out. Far bigger. And that's what we are doing. We are creating divisions in the ummah. Somewhere we have this completely false belief about ourselves that I am on the haq. Anyone who says that I am on the haq and he says this with certainty is surely on the batil. He is surely in the pocket of shaitan, without a doubt. Why do I say that? Because Imam al-Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi, who it is the collective opinion of the ummah of all time, of the ulama of all time, that Imam al-Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi was a mujaddid. He was a person who was not just an alim, but he was an alim of a level which seldom has been reached. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him and fill his qabr with noor. What did Imam al-Shafi'i say about himself? He would give a fatwa and he would say, I am correct with the possibility of being wrong. And the other person, the opposite side who gave a fatwa different from mine, that person in my opinion is wrong with the possibility of being right. And Allah knows best. Not on a single occasion, not on one single occasion did Imam al-Shafi'i say that I am on the haq. And whoever has disputed with me is on the batil. Not once. In his whole life, not even once. And the same thing is about Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad, Sufyan al-Thawri, Rahmatullah alayhim ajmain, all the people, all the aimmah of this deen, those who are well known, those who are not well known, their collective position on issues was, in my opinion, to the best of my knowledge, what I am saying is correct, but I am not the I am not the entire collection of knowledge. I am not, an alim with all the knowledge. Therefore, to the best of my knowledge, this is what I know. Alhamdulillah, I am confident this is correct. But there is a possibility I might be wrong. And that is why every single person worth the name said, Wallahu Alam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. That is not just a taqiyya kalam, that is not just something which is written at the end of each opinion. That was actually their belief. But today we have Wallahu Alam. No, ma fi Wallahu Alam. Ana Alam. Allah is not, I know best. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. I mean, really seriously, we have to think to ask ourselves. No matter what it is, nobody can take the stance to say, I am on the haq. No, sorry. We don't know this. I hope I am on the haq. I will do my best to ensure that I am on the haq. And I will make tawbah. So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive my faults and will keep me away from the batil. But how can you say with certainty? You cannot say. And that is why this whole mizaj of finding faults of people, of hunting for the faults of people, of uncovering the faults of people, is the surest way to ensure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will uncover your faults in this dunya, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will uncover your faults in the akhirah. May Allah protect us and forgive us from this. Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi said, I knew people who were very good in their deen, who were very knowledgeable, and who were very, very, in terms of their practice, they were very good, but they used to find faults with other people, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uncovered their faults before the people. And Imam Malik said that I knew other people who were ordinary people, but they covered the faults of other people, and therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala covered their faults, and Allah gave them izzah in the dunya. In another place, Imam Malik said, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to uncover your faults, He will uncover your faults in your own house. You cannot escape. Inside your own house, people who you know on a day-to-day basis will lose respect for you. And you will become zaleel with your own family, with your own people. Your own children will not have izzat for you. Your own wife and husband will not have izzat for you. Allah will make you zaleel inside your own place. Allah will make you zaleel on the chair, on the throne on which you are sitting. And we have seen so many examples of this in the world. People have not, big presidents and prime ministers and so on, they have not lost their seat. They have become the laughing stock of the world while still being in the presidency. The whole world laughed at them while they were still sitting in the presidential chair. So let us be aware that if we want to be covered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we want our faults to be hidden by Allah jalla wa ala, then let us make sure that we hide the faults of people. And as I said, if there is something in some jamaat or some group or some organization or association or in some individual which you are really so bothered about, you are bothered about that more than you are bothered about your own akhirah. If that is the case, if you are really so bothered about it, then do two things. Go and talk to them directly and stand in tahajjud and cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for hidayat for them. If you can't do that, if that is too much trouble for you, then you are telling a lie to yourself. You are not really bothered. You are bothered only about your own name and fame, and you are making all this noise. Therefore, keep your mouth shut and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and fear the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will uncover your faults. You spend your time slandering people, you spend your time doing ghibah, because that's what happens. You are taking a fault of somebody else and telling someone else, what is it called? It is called ghibah. It is called slander. If you do that, then you have given away whatever good deeds you had to that person, you have taken that person's evil on your shoulders, and that may Allah protect you and me. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not forgive, that will take us into Jahannam. So let us be very clear, this is a very, very big evil of finding faults with other people. Let us monitor our own conversations, and let us monitor the conversations of each other to say, is my conversation more full of tanqeed than ta'rif? Is my conversation more full of criticism or appreciation? Which one is more in our conversation? Do we thank people more or do we find fault more? Do we find fault more or do we appreciate people more? Let us monitor our own conversation and see this. Whether it is people or situation or whatever. Are we more grateful or are we more ungrateful? Are we more thankful or are we more thankless? Are we more critical or are we more appreciative? Let us monitor our own conversations and we will see where we stand. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from all these evils and to clean our hearts from these and to give us some purity in our hearts so that our amal will be good before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and worthy of His mercy. We ask Allah to forgive us because only He can forgive. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahmar rahim.